Hi there. Thank you for listening in today at Builders Trust Podcast. I'm Patrick Clare, Field Safety Consultant for Builders Trust of New Mexico. Today we're going to be discussing your decisions you make on the job site. Most of us like to get our work done with the least amount of effort and as quickly as possible. We all want to get the most work out of the energy we use on the job. This is good because it often results in discovering newer and more efficient ways of getting our job done. This energy-saving attitude can also be bad if we make a wrong decision and take dangerous shortcuts. All of us at some time or another have exposed ourselves to possible injury by taking a shortcut when, with a little extra effort, we could have done it the safe way. When we were kids, we took shortcuts by jumping the fence instead of using the gate. Now that we're adults, we do it by crossing the street between the intersections. Why? Because we want to get there as quickly as possible and use the least amount of energy we can while doing it. There's no doubt about it, the safe way is not always the shortest or quickest way. The safe way usually takes some extra effort, while the unsafe way often appears to be more efficient at the time. When we're faced with these situations, each one of us will make a conscious decision about what actions we'll take next. Sometimes we talk ourselves into taking an unsafe shortcut by flawed reasoning. We convince ourselves that it's worth taking the risk because we're in a hurry and can probably get away with it this time without being injured. After all, we've done it before and we're not injured then. Take the electrician I saw the other day who was working on a ladder. He was almost finished with the job except for a little work that he could do only by reaching a little further than he knew was safe. He knows he'll be taking a chance, so he has to make a decision whether to get down and move the ladder or to take a shortcut. Suppose he takes the shortcut. He may get away with it without having an accident, or he may fall and suffer an injury that will change his whole life, or even worse, end it. Whatever the result, his decision is to take a chance is not a good one. Whether he wins or loses this time, risking his neck to save a few minutes is rolling of the dice, a gamble that he will eventually lose. When you get right down to it, though, I don't really think most of us take shortcuts to save time as much as we do it because the safe way is just too much trouble. Like using the wrong tool because it's too much trouble to get the right one. Like climbing the rebar because it's too much trouble to get a ladder. Or maybe lifting more than you know is safe because it's too much trouble to get someone to help you. Or maybe it's like the guy I saw the other day swinging around like a monkey on the side of some forms, holding on with one hand while trying to strip forms with the other, all because it's too much trouble to get a safety belt or harness and lanyard and tie off like he knows he should. Or how about another guy that was chipping concrete without safety glasses because it was too much trouble to go out to the truck because he forgot him and put a pair on. So remember, you always have a choice, but only you can decide to do it the safe way. The safe way is usually not the shortest or quickest way, but it's your decision. That's all we have for today. If you have any questions, you can always call us at 505-347-3477 or visit us at our website, www.builderstrust.com. You can even download our app at the Google Play or Apple Store. Thanks again for listening today. Hope you all have a great day and be safe.